Good morrow and welcome to another episode of Negroes in the Wild. I am, as always, your host and intrepid explorer, truly newly Negro. I am yet again on a nighttime excursion, pondering all of the discoveries and things I've learned here in Caucasia. In particular, pondering the outcome and the resulting aftermath of what seems to be a very particularly poignant moment here in Caucasia. To briefly summarize, and to be sure, this is an insufficient summary, but there appear to be elections for the leader of Caucasia at large. These elections, as always, are pressed as the most important, and there aren't any particular comparisons made. Nevertheless, people are whipped into frenzy and encouraged greatly to go out and vote, ambiguously, but also for the quote-unquote correct candidate. Now, as a Negro in the wilds of Caucasia, witnessing the inefficiencies and the apparent lack of Negrosity, and indeed facilities for accepting and expanding and enlarging their circles to include others who are non-Caucasian. Instead, there seems to be a doubling down on old Caucasian behaviors, commanding the votes of those who are not them to do things that are in their benefit. This time around, the Caucasian finds himself doubly misfortunate. One, the leader they selected the last time has proven indeed to be a thorn in their side. And two, the Negroes who are so compliant are now not only combative, but disobedient. This word, disobedient, is framed in such a way that Caucasians believe that certain behavior, indeed certain loyalties, are owned for past microprogressions that have been made. Instead, now we see the Negro in the wild showing his true and long-earned sophistication by making critical analyses of not only those he opposes, but those he or she or they support. What shall the aftermath be then? What does it look like when we all get what we want? Or at the very least, behave as if we have the power to do so. We shall soon see. As Negroes in the wild, join us next week when we explore the intricacies of life and the delicate balance we must strike.
Hey there, this is Drew Ladd, creator of Negroes in the Wild podcast. If you'd like to support this podcast or other work that I do, please follow me on patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Again, patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Thanks a lot for your support.